Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now for the X's and O's portion of the show. And for that, we bring in our very own John Harris alongside head coach Bill O'Brien for this week's BMW Telestrator.
Welcome, everybody, to Texans Telestrator presented by BMW. I'm your host, John Harris, but I do not come alone this week because I bring the Texans head coach after the first win of the season, Bill O'Brien. Coach, appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Coach, we're going to take a look at the defense in action. In particular, we're going to look at Jadeveon Clowney and the power that he is playing with in an early play here against Tampa Bay, and I'll let you take us through it. But I want to point out right here, Jadeveon Clowney is supposed to be an outside linebacker, but he's lined up right here as what is almost a three technique in this play. The power he plays with, Coach, is just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. You know, we try to move him around. We move all these guys around. It's usually a game plan type of deal, but here we have him on the inside of the defensive line in a stand-up position, and we're giving him some freedom here. You know, we're letting him kind of decide what he sees with the split of the offensive line and how he sees, you know, his ability to take on this guard, things like that. And he does a good job here of coming inside the guard, being disruptive. This is what he does well. He's a disruptive player. He's got good quickness, good power, and right here he disrupts the play.
Absolutely. He does not initially make tackle, but then takes Derek Martin to the ground. We can take a look at the end zone shot, and you can see how much power he is generating through that guard. That's Ali Marpet, who last played at Hobart College. I'm sure Jadeveon Clowney's were not in that conference that he played against. But he almost gets into a Joe Green slanted nose stance right here. When I saw it, I didn't believe that he was actually at a three technique, but you can see him fire off the ball, how much power. He just goes straight back and then is able to make the tackle.
Yeah, and I think on this play, like, just to remember, too, is don't forget about old 99 here, too. So they got a lot to think about here with 90 and 99 on the same side of the ball, and I think that's important. And JD, like you said, did a good job of setting his feet, being able to make the tackle, and here comes JJ in there, too, getting in on it, too. So, you know, it's a good shot of a lot of good team defense here with Cushing in the middle, Tuggle doing his job here and trying to give the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a little bit of a different look.
Put the Tampa Bay win behind us. It's all about Atlanta, the 3-0 Atlanta Falcons. And this offense, Coach, has been really getting after it. Julio Jones, we all know, has done a tremendous job as a receiver. But I think one of the hidden aspects we saw against Dallas, and we'll take a look at here, is the impact of Devontae Freeman at tailback out of Florida State a couple years ago, injured a little bit last year, but the impact that he can have on the game because of his speed and his quickness, and we'll see that here on this play.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is running the ball really well. I think he rushed for just about 140 yards against Dallas, and I think anytime you can run the ball in this league, it really helps the whole offense, and you saw that with us against Tampa Bay, and you'll see that here with Atlanta. Atlanta has a very talented offense, but on this particular play here, just a simple lead draw play to the tight end side, the linemen do a really good job of inviting their guys up the field, so there's separation between the defensive line and the linebackers. There's space for the running back to make the cutoff of the fullback's block, and the fullback does a decent job of getting in the way of the inside linebacker, and you know, Freeman's able to make the cut. So, you know, this is kind of what's making their offense go right now, their ability to run the ball and then get themselves in manageable third down situations and be able to let Matt Ryan go to work.
What's the best way, Coach, for a defense to take away space? Now, we know this is a draw play, so it's going to invite defensive linemen and pass rushers upfield. But how do you take away space? What's the main key here?
Well, I think, you know, it depends on what your personnel is and how you design the front within your personnel. You know, sometimes you have personnel that requires a static front. Other personnel groupings require mug fronts and guys on the move, spiking inside of guards and spiking inside of tackles and things like that. I think, you know, right here, obviously Dallas's defense has been playing very well this year. Yesterday, you know, Atlanta got the best of them, but here's a play right here where Atlanta took advantage of the spacing of the Dallas defense and was able to really have a good game.
Devontae Freeman, excellent against the Dallas Cowboys. Going to be a focus. We all know about Julio Jones. Devontae Freeman, a hidden star. Texas got to slow him down into the defense world. Coach, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Johnny.
All right, thanks, guys. That's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. We also hope you tune in on Sunday morning for Texans Countdown Live at 10 a.m. coming to you live from the Georgia Dome as the Houston Texans take on the Atlanta Falcons. And then be sure to flip right back on over to Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Wrap Live. Aaron Hartigan and Tony Banks in the studios. I'll be there at the Georgia Dome in the locker room getting you interviews and hopefully wrapping up the Houston Texans victory. Have a great week, everyone.